The close of day one of the 2023 Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally, and thankfully the rain that they were talking about stayed away, so the club president Seamus McGettigan was right and I was wrong, but it made for some very interesting and entertaining action over the course of the afternoon. But as day one comes to a close, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, the 2022 champions, are out in front as they look to defend their title here in the county. But at one stage, it was out to almost 12 seconds their advantage. But Callum Devine has been cutting away at that through the course of the second loop. And that advantage is now down to 4.9 seconds. But the defending champions, Moffat and Hayes, in their Hyundai i20, continue to lead this event. Some of the other headlines from today: Matt Edwards, of course, the three-time British champion, with David Moynihan on board. We were expecting big things from Matt, particularly on stage one. A big thing happened, but it wasn't what people was expecting. He busted a diff and he had to drive the opening loop of the event with differential problems, which dropped him 40 odd seconds by the time he got back into service. The defending two-wheel drive champions are Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore, and after a dramatic third stage, they jump from fourth to fifth. Kevin Eaves was leading the event. It was his home patch in the south of the county, but he had problems on stage three, as did Declan Gallagher. Between them, they dropped between 30 and 40 seconds. And then add in Richard Moffat, who was up to second in the two-wheel drive category. The Monaghan man was flying in the Starlet, but he went off in stage three. So all that was happening, and Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore sealed into the lead in the two-wheel drive category, and they now have an advantage of 10.3 seconds. While we've lost another of the big crews in the modified section as well, Daniel McKenna, who was sitting in second position at one stage this afternoon, he has now dropped out of the event and out of the running for that two-wheel drive category. So then, let's get some reaction from some of the drivers before we give a rundown through on the top 20. We'll hear now from Derryman Callum Devine, who's looking to win a first Donegal. Josh Moffat already has one in the pocket, but Devine has chopped the lead down to just under 5 seconds as we head to day two. Callum Devine spoke with Chris Ashmore a short time ago in service, and the Derryman was a bit happier with his performance on the second loop.
Well, Callum, you put the foot down that last stage today.
Yeah, we were trying to make inroads in the time we lost to Josh this morning. Now, it's not been easy too. Now, he's definitely going hard. So, yeah, look, we're happier now. Anyway, we've got a bit closer than we were this morning. So, yeah, another day too now.
Yeah. And your thoughts for Saturday?
Yeah, just again what the weather's going to do, you know. Hopefully, it doesn't make a too mess of things, you know. It makes the tire choice a bit easier too. So,
great. Right. Best of luck.
There you go, that's Callum Devine, who is looking forward to day two tomorrow. Let's hear now from the leaders in the two-wheel drive category. That is Kevin Gallagher. He's heading down to his home patch tomorrow down in Knockalla. He's an advantage of 10.3 seconds over Kevin Eaves, and his Kevin Gallagher, who's driving that, Darren, is content to be out in front at the end of the first day.
Well, Kevin, you must be well pleased.
We're happy out. I don't know how Daniel got on that last one, but I think we're about half a second ahead and into it. So, we had a good day. Happy out. We're happy to get through it because it didn't really suit the car. It was kind of too narrow and bumpy, but we're happy out.
Great. And plans for Saturday?
Look, we're in the home territory now tomorrow, so it'll be a bit easier when we push on and do our own thing.
Well, Kevin, expect the unexpected. Plenty of drama.
Plenty of drama. Hey, to be honest, we're very, very, very happy to be here. And hey, we're second or third, not sure if Dan. We'll see him on the results, but he probably won't come in now. So, hey, we're happy to be here after this morning, boo-boo. So,
yeah. So how did he get on the afternoon stages?
We pushed on. Too quick as time.
There you go, that was Kevin Eaves ending that reaction piece from Chris Ashmore. Before that, we heard from Kevin Gallagher, the two-wheel drive leader. Okay then, Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes are out in front, leading by 4.9 in their Hyundai from Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan as day one comes to a close. Two-time winners Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty sit in third position overall. They are some 29.7 seconds down on Josh Moffat. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy are 10 seconds adrift in fourth of Sam Moffat. Moffat in the Ford Fiesta. Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson, the Derry Donegal partnership, wrap up the top five. They're just 0.9 seconds behind Gary Jennings as they go to day two tomorrow. The rest of the top 10, Murray and Evans in the Polo GTI R5 is in sixth position. Matt Edwards in a similar Polo sits in seventh. He's over a minute down on the leaders, a minute and 5.3 to be exact, but with problems hopefully being sorted out in that Polo. We're expecting big things of the three-time British champion tomorrow. No pressure, Matt, but a lot of people had tipped him to win it, but he was really hit with a sucker punch earlier today with that differential problem on the opening stage. Robert Barabel is in eighth position overall, 6.8 adrift off Edwards. David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan, it's David Kelly's home patch down here in the south of the county. He had a very steady run today, 7.7 seconds adrift of ninth place Barabel, but David quite happy with his performing Citroen today. And Jonathan Green, another Citroen, is wrapping up the top 10 with Niall Burns on board. Outside of that, Ryan Loughran and Donegal man Gareth Doherty, 11th overall in the Fiesta R5. Gareth McKeel and Brian Murphy are 12th, a half a minute down. Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, 13th, a further 8.1 adrift. Then we have Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in that T90 GTR leading the two-wheel drive category, 14th overall, and they are 10.3 ahead of the Corolla of Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly. 16th overall is Aidan Ray and Martin Brady in an R5 Polo. 17th, Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrudden in another Polo. Then we've got the man sitting third in the National, 14 seconds adrift of Kevin Gallagher. 18th place for Gary Kiernan and Cahill Maguire in the Ford Escort, third in Class 14. 19th overall, Damien Tourish and Damien Donald McElhinney, fourth in the class, and they're just 0.9 of a second adrift off Kiernan. And the top 20 is wrapped up by a Citroen C3. That's James Ford and Niall Shanks, some 18 seconds adrift. So then, what do we expect tomorrow? Well, we've got 8 more stages to come tomorrow, and there's a couple of big ones in it. They're going to start tomorrow morning with Cairn Hill just after 9:30. That's followed by Gary Gort, and then they've got Knockalla. They're going to do that loop again before finishing it out with a third run over Cairn Hill and a third run over Gary Gort. Saturday on the Donegal International is always a big day. It's moving day in the rallying world in the northwest, and there'll be a lot of crews who'll be looking to make a marker first thing tomorrow morning on Cairn Hill. The first car is due, as I said, just after 9:30 or so, and you can of course follow all the action on day two tomorrow right here on Highland Radio. But at the front of the field, it's the defending champions who are out ahead of the chasing pack. They have a 4.9 second advantage over the rest, and that's Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, and they'll be looking to find form tomorrow on day two.